Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we'll talk about income and substitution effect, plus a few other concepts in microeconomics. So let's get started. Income and substitution effect when the price falls. So in the example of a consumer who has cola and pizza as his two main preferences, the income effect for the first good, which is cola, means that the consumer is richer, he buys more cola. Similar in pizza. If you have more money, you buy more pizza. This is the income effect. The substitution effect is different. So in this case, if cola is relatively cheaper, in case of a higher income, consumer buys more cola. And pizza, as being relatively more expensive, so the consumer buys less pizza. The total effect is that income and substitution effect act in the same direction, so the consumer buys more cola, while in the case of pizza, the income and substitution effect act in different directions, so the effect is totally ambiguous. I repeat, this whole scenario, what I was explaining, is in case the price of cola falls. So, the effect of a change in price can be broken down into an income effect and a substitution effect. The substitution effect is the movement along an indifference curve to a point with a different marginal rate of substitution, if you remember from the last video. The income effect is the shift to a higher indifference curve. What is a given good? A given good, for example, potatoes. When the price of potatoes rises, the consumer's optimum shifts. So in this case, the higher the price of potatoes, the less meat the consumer buys, but the more potatoes it consumes. An increase in the interest rate. So if the interest rate increases, this rotates the budget constraint outward, resulting in lower consumption and higher saving. This is the case where higher interest rate raises saving. So consumption when young falls and consumption when old rises. So there is an increase in saving when young. While in the other case, higher interest rate is lower saving, consumption in both periods rise. The result is a decrease in saving when young. Inflation rates across European Union. The highest inflation between 2005 and 2010 was in Latvia, while the lowest was in Ireland.